Well, Dorothy, from that, can we go to what I consider to be one of your important oils, and this painting of Diana Resti.
Yes, well, this is much earlier.
Yes.
Yes, what this is about 32 at the latest, I think. Yes, that was painted in the life class.
At Tech.
Yes. The model standing, horrible setup. One of those dreadful high stools, you know?
Yes.
And nothing behind. So I selected the lines of the thing as it came that I felt could be used, and set to work to resolve what I felt were rather unharmonious relationships by extending into, well, it really is pattern, isn't it, of the surround. And when we first arrived in Sydney, which this was not so much longer later, I was fascinated by the fig tree, Graham, and this was an opportunity to use both the cylindrical and the angular forms, which I thought married with the figure reasonably well.
Well, it certainly does give a great unity. The rhythms and the forms seem to come together in a very unified way.
It was shockingly unpopular.
Was it really?
It was shockingly unpopular.
Isn't that strange?
It was, I think, shown in the Society of Artists, but it caused great disgust and annoyance. And
can you think why that would be? Was it too modern for them at that time?
Yes, yes. You would have to think back, if you can, to the situation.
In 1932?
In the 30s, yes. Well, when the gallery purchased the Pissarro, some years later, there was an absolute outcry about this modern art. So you can imagine how well that didn't go down. Yes.
And you didn't show it again until your...
Actually, I think when I went over to London, it was one of the things I took with me to get entry to the academy schools. And I think I put it... I entered it for the exhibition, and it was accepted but not hung, which is a very good arrangement they have there. I can see it would have been awkward to hang there with the usual nature of things that were hanging in those days. However, I think that's enough about that, isn't it?